Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your host, Coach Norm. Welcome to another episode of the Building Bridges podcast. For my regular listeners, y'all already know how much I appreciate you and your support. And to those first timers, welcome to the podcast. All right, let's go ahead and build this bridge. So today's episode, embracing change. That's right, embracing change. Why are we so afraid of this little word called change? What is it about this word that stops us in our tracks? Is it because we look at change as always being negative? You know, that's a possibility, right? Because most people do. When you talk about change, it affects the mindset. It affects the psyche. Is it that change takes us out of our comfort zone? Right? So let's define change real quick, real easy. To make something different from what it is to something else. Pretty simple, right? I don't have to go into a whole long explanation of it, but it's to make something different from what it is to something else. Now, this can be so many things, such as the changing of your name, changing of your mind or your opinion, right? Or potentially changing the course of history, or even just the change of your mood. There are endless possibilities when it comes to change. The problem truly is that most people look at change as a negative thing. So let's talk about that. Why is change looked at so negatively? And the first thing that comes to mind is about routines, right? We all have routines. Many of us have daily routines that we're so comfortable with, and we just don't want or even like to deviate from them. They give us a sense of security, and a lot of times a false sense of security. This can also dictate the type of people that we surround ourselves with. If they act like us, if they think like us, if they move like us, then we're okay, right? But the moment something or someone in the circle veers off or change, it can be upsetting and maybe even catastrophic to some people. Change is hard, especially if you've settled in nicely into a routine or a space and time, right? You ever wonder why we call old school people old school? It's because they're typically still holding on to the past, whether it be their speech, right? You know, the way they talk or their sayings, right? They end up stuck in their ways, and change is just too hard, right? I'm not going to say any names here, but I got a brother of mine, right? Back in the day, he used to say this saying called, man, that's a tall drink of water, right? And some of us, the younger folks, would look at him like, what are you talking about? And he was describing a woman that was tall. And he would just say, that's a tall drink of water, right? And we just be like, man, that dude just, he just stuck in his ways. That's what he used to say in the 70s and 80s, right? But truth be told, you know, it just was hard for him to change his style, his mannerisms, the way he spoke about something, right? And the truth really is, and I hope you're catching this, catch this real quick. Change is inevitable. It is going to happen. And yes, it's not always going to be glamorous or even productive for that matter, right? But it must happen. It has to happen. And because of this, we must learn to embrace it. Change is coming whether we like it or not. And as you get older, it seems like there's more death around you, right? If you, especially if you come from a large family, it really hits hard, right? So the older you get, it seems like your friends and your family, you know, it seems like they're dying off too quick. And the truth is, it's true, because the older you get, you know, that time comes. And we know it's hard to talk about this, but those conversations, they must be had, right? So that brings me to my first point of reference, to the Word of God. I'm often reminded about Ecclesiastes 3, right? Especially when you're talking about death, because it's so profound in that it speaks to just about every emotion that we can have or potentially even go through, right? And it starts out this way. To everything, there's a season, and to every time, a purpose under the heaven. There is a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep. That's right, brothers. It's all right to cry. A time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away. A time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence. Yes, you don't have to be loud all the time. And a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And in case you didn't know, that's out of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1-8. And what this is telling us is that in this lifetime, we are going to go through some things, y'all. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. We're going to go through some things. When it's time to do these things or experience them, the question is, how are you going to react? Are you going to fold under the pressure, or are you going to fight through them? What if no one is around? What are you going to do? These are all questions for you to answer on your own. But I can promise you that if you don't embrace them, if you don't embrace the change, it's only going to be harder. I talked earlier about that comfort zone, right? Let's touch on that real quick. Let me give you a scenario. It's like being in a spot on your couch, right? You know, you got your favorite blanket, and somehow, some way, your legs are in a weird position, but you're as comfortable as can be, right? And you don't want to move. And I know we've all been there before. We've watched children pay attention to something and be watching TV, and we look at them and go, I wonder if they realize that they're sitting on their leg or they're doing something weird, right? Because they're focused, they're comfortable, right? Well, such is life. Some of us are working jobs that we hate, all because it's easier to stay rather than to try to do better. Some of us are in relationships that we know aren't working, but we don't want to start over. Some of us are still treading water when we should be swimming. These are the things that keep us in that comfort zone. Change for some can keep us bound up or locked up in our minds. We look at change as so complex that we only see the negative and never weigh the benefits. We start to look for and actually find reasons not to change, not realizing that we're being left behind or stagnant. Not allowing change in our lives can mean the difference between just existing and actually living. You realize that you can't even move to the next level, get a promotion, start a business, write a book, get married, start a family. You can't do any of those things without change. So I'm asking you today to look at your life and stop focusing on the negative aspect of change and start looking to the benefits of it. Earlier, I gave you an excerpt from the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon, one of the wisest men ever. And he teaches us that change is inevitable. I want to leave you with this. Just remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. As always, I pray something was said that inspired you, motivated you, or at least provoked you in thought. God bless. I love y'all. Keep building those bridges.